We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Every single day, you get feeling good about something, and then you hear some news about something else or get news about somebody you know, and then you just I can't remember a time when there's been more of a daily roller coaster ride. So I thought we're going to have Dr. Christian Conti on. He is an expert in walking through anger, Zen parent, Zen child, and, of course, part of our family here on KDK Radio, and he's on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning.
You'd be amazed how many times I think about you, because we've had so many conversations over the last few years about dealing with anger, road rage, people just right now short fuses, but this roller coaster of emotions that seemingly almost everybody is going through. And what are you talking to people about? What kind of advice are you giving people who are having this sensation daily?
Well, you know, when you text me about this, that concept, emotional roller coaster, I said, that's such a perfect way to describe what so many people are feeling. And I thought about when I was a kid, my brother and sister and I, we'd sit on our grandma's porch, and we would watch cars go by. Oh, listen to this. This is. I mean, I wonder if you did this too. We used to count. Let's say I'd pick red, somebody pick blue, somebody pick yellow, and then we would count which cars were that color going by. So we would sit there and would watch these cars go by. And what's fascinating is this. They would be going in different directions. They would be going at varying speeds. And no matter what they did, we always were in those chairs. And I really thought about that emotional roller coaster you talked about, because isn't that what's going on right now? We're watching people around us go at varying speeds, at varying directions. And the only constant that we have is ourselves, our mind, and our own perspective. And so if we're going to be in this world of sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down, if we choose to jump on those ups and downs, we could be going wherever those take us. But if we concentrate on the only person we can control, ourselves, now we can take care of our thoughts, no matter what's happening around us.
I read your daily mind messages to kind of, you know, get in a certain place mentally, because the starting point is so important when you get up in the morning. And sometimes it's hard to set yourself in that place rather than wake up and already be overwhelmed by what you're facing.
See, that's really well put, because we don't go to work naked and then get to work and say, oh boy, we should have dressed for today. We get dressed first and then we go to work. And in the same way, we don't just wake up and go out into the world and say, oh, no, now I should change my perspective to this or that. We already set out with a perspective. So the question is, what perspective are we putting on? And it's so important for all of us to go inward during this time. Ask ourselves, what information resonates with us? Because we have so much information from so many different places. It's on us to learn that.
Here's the crazy part. Now, sports were wiped out for months, and a lot of people enjoyed sports as a diversion from, you know, reality. But the right people that are in sports, that is their reality in many cases. So here we are with the Penguins in the playoffs, Saturday night, Doc, and I'm like, oh, my wife decided that she was going to bed early, and I'm like, I'm going to lock in the third period, and I'm just going to enjoy this no matter what happens. And the next thing, we're into overtime. And the next thing, we lose in overtime. And I'm all I'm all emotion already ramped. I can't believe, and I know I'm telling myself, why are you getting so involved in this right now? It's just a game. It's unbelievable how quick that switch went on.
But one of the beautiful things about sports is it gives us a healthy outlet for which we can express that up and down roller coaster stuff. You know, from being from Pittsburgh, we watch our Steelers with every pass, when it's a ball's up in the air or heart's up in the air, when it comes down, you know, whether it's caught or not. And look, sports are a great way to embrace that emotional roller coaster in a healthy way. But what's not, but it's so important to distinguish and realize, okay, I can go up and down with the hockey match, but do I really want to go up and down with the latest news? Because now I'm just going to go, I'm going to find myself being a puppet, and that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good. So my advice to people right now strongly is to go inward, take some time to sit in stillness, sit in quietness. And Larry, when people say, well, I don't have time to do all that, I'm talking about 2 minutes a day. Practice sitting in stillness 2 minutes a day, and I'm telling you, the transformation is fast. It's fascinating.
I will say also on the upside, Doc, and maybe you've noticed this too, that there are moments where you're in the moment and you appreciate the simple things that you took for granted before March.
My goodness. Listen, isn't that the key? I mean, isn't that really the key when you start? So I told somebody the other day, I was working with someone who was really struggling, and I said, when you are focused on when things are going really well, what's it look like? And she said, well, when things are going really well, I feel really grateful for everything around me. And I said, stop. Before you even start to tell me the rest of it, your first move when things are going well, I did air quotes, but you can't see them on the radio, but things are going well, is gratitude. And so you understand that gratitude is in your control even before those moments are perfect. So I say, if we come back to being thankful for what the little things that we have sitting on the porch, I'm sitting on the porch right now talking to you. So these are little things that are just beautiful about life. And I think that's, if we focus on those, we're going to be a better spot to handle that emotional roller coaster.
Well, that's where we'll start this morning. Dr. Christian Conte on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Always good to hear from you, Doc, and we'll talk again soon.
Oh, it's always great talking to you. Have a beautiful week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.